The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Simon Tierney is back with me, and this week it is a St. Patrick's Day themed how to do stuff, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're only a few days out now. Micheál has been to the Oval in his green tie.
Yes, no shamrocks handed over yet. That's a little later this evening, I think.
JD Vance with his socks.
Yeah, sock diplomacy, he called it. That really set the tone for the day.
It did.
You got the sense we're going to get through this day unscathed.
I have to say, when I saw the socks, I thought, lads, we're grand.
Yeah. But we are talking about how to be patriotic Irishmen and women.
I think it's an interesting thing to interrogate, because patriotism in this country is quite complex and it's very tied up into our relationship between the North and the South and with our friends across the
border. Another thing partition ruined.
Yeah, and exactly. And I was asking on Twitter earlier, you know, is it possible to be patriotic if you're not necessarily a Republican? The term Irish patriot, it tends to, you know, the ownership of that term is interesting, because it's tied up very much in the idea of republicanism and nationalism in this country. And
tied up more recently in the issue of immigration. Anyone on Twitter with Irish patriot in their handle, you can be sure that their number one focus of discussion is immigration.
Yeah, or if someone has the tricolour on the wing mirrors of their car, for example, that's another telltale sign as well. And we'll get to the flag in a minute, but, you know, the flag as well is highly political. I wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable putting a tricolour on the front lawn of my garden, whereas in America, wherever you go, there'll be a Stars and Stripes, particularly among Republicans.
I think we had a short window where it was okay. For a long time, when you and I were growing up, the people who had tricolours out were well-known sneaking regarders of the IRA.
Totally.
In Tip or Kilkenny or wherever it happened to be.
Totally.
Then we had a small window where it was okay, we could all embrace the flag.
Mm.
And then the racists took it.
Yeah, a kind of post
now if you see it up, you think,
post Good Friday agreement.
No, exactly what they think.
Yeah, absolutely. So this all started for me when I started learning the song Grace by the Amara Brothers, probably most famous for the cover by the Dubliners. It was actually Kelly Harrington that inspired me to learn this song. Because do you remember she sang it when she won her medal in Paris last summer? And I remember just listening to the lyrics as she was singing it on TV. And it's such a beautiful song. But it's about Joseph Plunkett, who married his soon-to-be wife in Kilmainham jail 7 hours before he was executed for his role in the 1916 Rising. And it tells this incredibly sad but incredibly romantic story about someone who we would always kind of automatically describe as an Irish patriot. And that's what got me thinking about Irish patriotism. Because I'm the type of person that would recoil generally from rebel songs, because they kind of express a patriotism that makes me feel uncomfortable. But that song really, really gets me. And it's one of the few, I think, pieces of art that comes out of the revolutionary period that really, really, truly resonated with me.
Okay. What about in other countries? I mean, how does patriotism manifest itself, or what motivates it in other countries?
Yeah, it's really interesting in America at the moment. You know, like the Americans love bumper stickers, right?
They
if you've ever done a road trip in America, one of the funnest games to play as you're driving along is spot the bumper sticker, because you can immediately tell the party affiliation. Like a classic one at the back of an incredibly diesel-hungry 4x4 on American highways is God's guns and Trump. You know, if you have that bumper sticker on, you know where. You won't find one of those on the back of a Tesla, mind you.
No, you won't. Though they do love the bumper sticker they're putting on Teslas in the States nowadays are, I bought it before the election. Do you see this?
Really?
Yeah, so people are buying bumper stickers.
That's because of the Tesla shaming.
Yeah, because the Tesla shaming. So people don't want to sell their Tesla, but they want to remove themselves from the shame.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you'll see Trump and American politicians will always wear Stars and Stripes lapel pin.
Yeah, that's a thing that kind of only came in maybe about 10 or 50. No, when it came in, post 9/11.
That
came in
George post Bush.
Became a post 9/11 thing. And now they all do it.
Yeah. It was the time when Americans refused to eat French fries. You know, because
the French
refused to participate in the alliance with the British.
The coalition of the willing.
The coalition of the willing against the axis of evil, as George Bush famously or infamously called it. But like, you wouldn't find an Irish politician in the centre or in the centre at least wearing a tricolour lapel pin.
No, but you will see the Easter lily now in a couple of weeks' time being worn by people.
Yeah, absolutely. So lapel pins are an interesting one.
Pins or stickies or pins, you know, we'll have to wait and see which side
I did want to mention language, because I think language is a really interesting area about how you express patriotism. Like, I look at your posts on Instagram every day and you're obviously learning Irish. I think your learning of
an Irish patriot,
it kind of is a really direct expression of patriotism. Like, speaking Irish used to be, without a doubt, a political act in this country. It was part of the cultural nationalism movement in the late 19th century, when very, very few people spoke Irish on a daily basis. More people probably speak it now than they did then. But speaking Irish now, what is patriotism? It's an act of expression of love for your country. So if you're speaking Irish, you're trying to protect and express something that's quintessentially Irish, isn't it?
What about the idea of serving one's country? Again, to go back to the US example, they often talk about, you know, the patriots and our men and women in uniform as patriots.
Yeah. I loved it. Larry David does this in Curb Your Enthusiasm. I remember one episode. Like, if an American person meets a serviceman or woman in America, you're almost obliged to say thank you for your service. Whether you agree with the conflict in question or not, it's such an American thing. Like, we wouldn't necessarily do that here in a neutral country. But the idea of serving your country is interesting. Like, dying for your country. I mean, Joseph Plunkett, who I just mentioned, the rebels of 1916. We have our own national experience with that. But I wonder about military service. Like, the Latvian president came out last week and said that all EU countries should bring back or reintroduce the idea of compulsory military service. As we see this upswell of defence, collective defence in Europe, this idea of compulsory military service, it's already in a number of countries in Europe. It's already, I think, in Finland, Sweden, Latvia. Israel, of course, famously has it. Turkey has it. That's an interesting one. And it brought to mind for me a brilliant clip from Frasier from many years ago, Kelsey Grammer's Frasier, where Niles says to Martin, who's obviously a very different character, he says, "Dad, you got to try this wine. It's to die for." And Martin, who's an ex-cop, goes, "Niles, your country is to die for, not wine," which I love.
It's a great line. It is a great line. Alison, it's a fascinating topic to explore, given the few days of festivities ahead and the different expressions of Irishness we're going to see, like American marching bands making their way down high streets.
Yeah, I'm hoping to go to one of the parades myself. I haven't brought the girls to a parade yet. So,
oh, wow.
I really want to do that, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, enjoy it, Simon, wherever you happen to go. Simon Tierney, he will be back with another edition of How to Do Stuff at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.